Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we have the president and CEO of Comstock Mining, Corrado De Gasperis. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Janice Flanagan, Dory Guy, and Heidi Smith. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Corrado De Gasperis. He's the president and CEO of Comstock Mining. Pleasure to have you back on
Thanks
the program, sir.
Thanks for having me, Sam. Appreciate it.
We followed the path of Comstock Mining as you've been expanding upon the Comstock. And the latest press release from you guys, Comstock Mining strategically expands properties and receives breakthrough zoning changes. Explain.
Surely, on the first point, we have acquired over 300 acres of private lands that are fully adjacent to our processing facility. Just that Thanksgiving, we got a landmark permit that allowed us to quadruple our permitted capacity, and now we have the lands to allow the operation to continue to expand beyond that. We actually finished our first full year of production in 2013, exceeding our revenue guidance, which was relatively modest, but still very fun to deliver on. And then we went down into Lyon County and asked for some zoning changes, and it required a master plan change as well, which turned out to be quite controversial.
To say the least.
To say the least.
You guys were actually turned down by the Planning Commission initially.
We were turned down by the Planning Commission. I think that we didn't do a very good job articulating to the Planning Commission, because that group of people were outstanding. But it was very disappointing. And then on January 2nd, so the drama of New Year's and early morning meeting, we were able to get unanimous approval on the zoning change and I would say a courageous hearing. You know, the chair allowed for all comment from all sides. There was deep deliberation amongst all commissioners. And I think that responsible business, the opportunity for responsible planning and economic development that's married with community development won the day. You know, and frankly, I think that a lot of the opposition was based on uncertainty and fear, and now we're working very closely for a community plan that would preempt any real development, which is the right way to do it.
Would preempt any development where?
In Lyon County. In other words, we now are zoned so that the company can invest millions to assess a plan. So whereas there, a lot of the opposition was saying we don't want X or we don't want Y, well, we were saying we just want to be zoned to assess A, B, or C. So our idea and our ideal is that we would work together with the community, invest the prerequisite sums to determine what the possibilities are, and we'd like them to be mining. We believe that they could be surface mining. We believe they could be underground mining. But our company's vision goes beyond the mining. So we're looking at rural residential developments. We're looking at logical expansions of the existing community in an appropriate pace. But I think maybe some of the misunderstanding was that those plans were in place and ready to go, when in fact the zoning enabled the company to invest properly in those plans.
Okay, so would that be something that Comstock would do itself, or would you bring in outside developers, for example, residential communities?
Yeah, so we would lead with the community, but I think there are two or three major points, right? We would like to do more exploration drilling. That would tell us what the mineral resources are and the types of minings that were possible. We then, to your point, would bring in outside engineers to help assess that. But further to your point, I think we'd like to bring in, and I think the county and I think the community would like to bring in third-party facilitators to ensure that the process is thorough. You know, then we could compile a community plan which would complement community development, quality of life, which is paramount in our common goals, and some aspect of responsible mining and post-mining uses. And those uses would be residential development. In fact, ultimately, what we asked for was a down zoning. You know, we were literally zoned to build hundreds and hundreds of homes, which anyone who's driven up the Comstock Highway, driven past those historic mills, would shudder at the notion. Now it would be something like a dozen, you know, that would be wonderfully complementary to the existing location. All this is future vision, not current fact, right? But what the commissioners did, I think, is give the county the possibility for jobs, the possibility for community development, but also the immediate investment in those possibilities. So there will be real economics tomorrow, you know, associated with all of this for hopefully ultimately something very sustainable.
Okay, and where would that money be invested that is going to be invested tomorrow?
Yeah, so that would be in Lyon County. In the Comstock District as a whole. So we will be looking at plans for mining. We will be looking at plans for developing. But we have always used local labor, in our case, and local advisors. And when I say local, it's not just Lyon County and Story County. It does span from Carson to Reno, you know, in terms of the region.
Right. Well, and the population base is there. The expertise is there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a break. Lots more to talk about. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
It's coming. The event you've been waiting for. One weekend only. We're rolling out the red carpet for you. Auto Show 2014 is here. Don't miss Reno's top 19 dealers as they come together under one roof to bring you their biggest selection and best incentives yet. Auto Show 2014, February 21st through 23rd at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Rule the road.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the president and CEO of Comstock Mining, Corrado De Gasperis. So obviously, to anybody that's been following this story, there is a small but very vocal opposition to what you're doing on the Comstock in Storey County and now spreading into Lyon County. In the past, when there's been, for example, casino development, when the Peppermill expanded, I'll use them as an example, there was a movie theater complex next to the Peppermill. They needed that space for parking, so they said to the movie theater company, where would you like your movie theaters to be? We picked them up, we moved them over into another area, they had brand new facilities, Peppermill got their parking, and that's happened in lots of different cases, both in northern and southern Nevada. Have you tried to reach out to the opposition to say to them, you know, this is what we can do for you to, you know, we're going to continue operating as a mine. That's obvious, and that's not going to stop. Are there ways for you to mitigate that protest?
Yeah, I think, well, the answer is yes. We have reached out, and we are engaged, and that engagement, ironically, has been growing, you know, since the zoning change. I think that the engagement has been driving towards a common goal, and our common goal is to improve and sustain the quality of life. So that's somewhat ambiguous, right? So what we haven't done, and what we don't believe, is that there will be displacement, right? That will be disruption to the point where people wouldn't want to live there. Now, having said that, philosophically, someone might not ever want to live within a certain proximity of an operation like that. But we're looking to fully mitigate those things. And it's our hope that a joint plan, a joint community plan, wouldn't require, you know, and wouldn't drive, I would think, people to leave, right? So that's our ultimate hope. It is an ideal, but I think it's a practical one.
Let's talk about the historical aspects of what your company is doing. You bought the Gold Hill Hotel.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want to say refurbished because, you know, it's
historic.
It's a historic hotel, but it's in a lot better shape.
Yeah.
And the property's around it than it was when you took it over. You run a gourmet restaurant out of there.
Yeah.
You're also involved with Ron James, the historical preservation officer. Tell us a little bit about the historical side.
Thank you for that. So, you know, to segue that, one of the things that occurred in the zoning change was that there were a series of historical mill buildings on some of the property we were looking to rezone. And the commission, the Lyon County Commissioners, asked if we would exclude those from the zone request to ensure their preservation. We immediately said we would do that, and we've done a lot in restoring those buildings already. To your point, the Gold Hill, which is a landmark, you know, a crown jewel of the Comstock. We refurbished the Great Room. We restored an old 1890 pipe organ, which works. We opened up the Great Fireplace, and we're getting a lot more visitation. The dining is very fine. But around that, we've established a new foundation, the Comstock Foundation for History and Culture. And Ron James is the executive director. And we're just completing our first full restoration on one of the Yellow Jacket mine structures, one of the Joyston hoist workings, which is remarkable. This holiday season, we actually lit up the entire New York headframe with lights that people are raving about. And I think that there's an energy that's coming with this historical restoration. It's foundational. The magnitude, though, is great. I mean, we feel like we're just getting started. The mine has committed funds directly from a royalty, but we like to think of that as seed dollars, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, that would only be the beginning of raising much more money to go to the Gold Hill area, the Silver City area, ultimately Virginia City as well.
And I was going to say, Virginia City, you know, is still bouncing along.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I work with them. I should give full disclosure. For many years, I helped them with their advertising and their marketing. But it seems that they have survived the recession, and there are a lot of events now that are helping them to thrive.
Tremendous. They're doing a incredible job with new events. One of the things the Foundation and the Tourist Commission have done together is create a geocaching exercise where people will come and look for geological caches to uncover a treasure secret of the Comstock. That will bring visitation. They're doing a Comstock Mining Festival,
right,
where we understand many mines are going to come and compete against each other. So the work that Virginia City Tourism, Denny Dotson, and the group are doing is actually remarkable. And they're fighting a negative trend, although it does seem like the economy is turning and coming up. Visitation is not tracking that. It seems that to me that their marketing efforts are what's creating the attraction, and we like to be a part of that.
Let's turn to legislative issues, and that would be taking the mining tax out of the Constitution. We've got about a minute left here.
Sure.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it's ill-conceived. You know, I think that, and I'll parlay that into a quick point. You know, Nevada's pro-business. Nevada, from my experience, is one of the most wonderful places to be to work. But it's when you peel that onion back, right, the regulation, some of the hostility in the legislature, the indecisiveness alone has massively reduced capital flows to the state. I've raised over $100 million in the last 3 years, and the question keeps coming up about all this uncertainty, right? So I think we need to be more decisive, but I do think these projects require massive capital investment. They're sustainable infrastructural investments, and just looking at the revenue line or the profit line, which in fact has been volatile, is not the right sustainable solution. You know, if we need a tax, then let's come up with the smarter, sustainable things and not just target something that isn't that sound to begin with.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam.
Continue good luck. We'll
appreciate
be right back
it.
On Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When kids are hungry, they're not thinking about math. They're thinking about food. That's why school breakfast and lunch programs like this one, funded by Barrick Gold, are so important. We have several students that they don't eat at home. They don't have food. These are the only meals that they'll eat today. But at least while they're here at school, they don't have to worry about being hungry. They can concentrate on learning. That makes a big difference. Huge difference.
They said it couldn't be done. Not in a million years. They said it was impossible. Guess what? Carson Ram did it. Now, during Truck Month, Carson has new 2014 Ram Quad Cab Hemi 4x4s, just $27,500. Or a 2014 Hemi Express Quad Cab 4x4 with 8-speed transmission for only $28,800. And save up to $11,400 on 2013 Ram 3500 Crew Cab 4x4 Cummins Diesels. Only during Truck Month at Carson Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you, and CarsonDodge.com.
Hey, silly squirrel. He's quickly learning this home is protected by CatGuard, CatSci's exclusive rodent control system. Using high-performance metal coupled with advanced seal-up techniques, CatGuard ensures your home is impenetrable. CatGuard excludes everything from rodents and squirrels to bats, raccoons, and wildlife. Seal it up, keep them out with CatGuard, only from CatSci Pest Control.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel once again today. Dory Guy is here, the former Washoe County Democratic Chair. Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee Woman. And Janice Flanagan, current Chair of the Washoe Dems. Pleasure to have you all here.
Hello, Sam.
Bob Beers is going to challenge Harry Reid for the Senate seat, and he seems like he's quite serious about it. He will be on Nevada Newsmakers within the next couple of weeks. Your thoughts on Bob Beers and his chances? The last time he ran was for governor.
Against
Jim Gibbons.
Jim Gibbons.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him well, but I don't think he's got a chance.
Really?
Yes. He didn't win against Jim Gibbons, and Jim had some problems. I think that Brian Sandoval will do the Bryant and jump in. And I don't think that Bob Beers can raise that kind of money.
Okay, Dory?
You know, I don't know Bob Beers that well, but it just seems to me...
And he's a Las Vegas City Councilman,
yes,
former state senator.
Right, I know who he is. I just don't know him that well. And I just think that he hasn't got a chance, you know, running against our senator.
Okay, do you have any thoughts on what Republican might run against Senator Reid?
I think Governor Sandoval might.
I think that everybody should have a challenger. I don't think anybody should get a pass.
Are you announcing that you're running for governor of the state of Nevada?
Well, I haven't
on the
decided
Democratic
yet.
Side? I mean, if your party could come up with a candidate, I mean, really?
Really. The money issue is terribly important.
Right.
It's unfortunate because it does take money to run. It would be good if our public airwaves were really public, if we were able to put on some free ads.
Janice, how do you think how do you think I make a living?
Well, I'm not
this
saying
this program
it all
needs
has
political
to be
advertising on all stripes.
But some has to be. Some should be public.
Well, I think we put on this program, and all the TV stations that have news programs put on lots of news programming.
Well, you do, yes.
Public service. No, all the stations do.
A lot of public service announcements are at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not talking about just public service announcements, but, you know, you have the program Observations. You have other TV stations that have their own public service type programs. So I think there are a lot of outlets.
But there aren't enough. When money talks, it's on the airwaves, and I don't think anybody can dispute that.
Do you think you're ever going to get money out of politics?
No.
It's not going to happen.
It'll never happen.
Years ago, Walter Cronkite joined up with the League of Women Voters to increase the public time for candidates, free public time for candidates, and he wasn't successful. And I thought, if he can't do it, nobody can do it. So it's very sad.
Let's just face it, money talks. And I have always said that RINO means Republican with cash. So I think that Brian Sandoval has the money. He's got the backing. I think he's going to run. Now, if he doesn't run, I still don't think Bob Beers has the chance, simply because he's been lost in the North. He's down in Las Vegas. The North is still 50%.
But don't you think that now, with the ability of the super PACs to raise money, and for groups like Americans for Prosperity that are willing to raise up lots and lots of money, serious money, that if they'd, and Bob Beers would certainly be a candidate they would get behind, that he could raise the money much more easily today than he would have done in the past when it was, and it wouldn't be necessarily him raising the money, it would be the super PACs raising the money.
I think that super PACs will be able to raise money, but I think that Brian Sandoval has more of a chance, even with the super PACs, which is actually one of the reasons I am against super PACs, because they can produce so much money for a small amount of people.
I just like the super PACs immensely. I think they have no place in politics, and I think it makes it so difficult for any person to run for office if they don't have the backing of some of those super PACs.
But, you know, Sheldon Adelson spent $100 million and got zip for it.
I know.
In the last election cycle.
You're absolutely right.
But bless his soul.
But, yeah, I mean, you know... anybody that benefited from that money. I mean, it's supporting a whole industry now in this country on every level. It's stunning.
And it does depend on who's running. You know, I think a lot of people, if they've got name recognition to begin with, it definitely is a help.
All right, let's talk about potential for property tax hikes in the city of Henderson. Do you think that the voters in the city of Henderson are prepared to vote themselves higher property taxes above the 3% cap?
Well, Henderson is a very educated area. They understand the value of education. And I think they're willing to tax themselves in order to give their children a good education. If that's where it goes, I think they will vote it in.
Heidi?
No way. Money is still money, and more tax doesn't appeal to anybody. No matter whether you're educated or you're poverty-stricken, you don't want to pay the tax. I don't think they will.
I would love to see him pass it, because I think it would be a gateway for the rest of the state to raise property taxes and to support our educational system and do some of the things that we need to do within Nevada. I for one, am not in favor of raising taxes, but I am in favor of educating our children.
I think everybody is in favor of educating the children. The problem is we've passed all these bonds and taxes. And where did the money go?
Oh, we have no. Just check the website. They have it all out there on the website.
Yes, but
I got to draw the line here because we're out of time. You ladies may continue this off air. We'll put those knives away. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4.
United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of Class Act.
Along with SSGA You Promise 529 Plan, Reno Aces, and Circus Circus.
Trillions of dollars in retirement funds were wiped out during the financial crisis, forcing seniors to delay retirement and question their future. If you're a homeowner and 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may be your answer. It's simple. With a reverse mortgage, you don't make monthly payments, you receive money every month. The title and deed always remain in your name, and you can stay as long as you live there. Best of all, the money you receive is tax-free. This government-backed program is regulated by HUD and insured by the FHA. It turns the equity you have in your home into tax-free cash. There is no income, asset, or credit requirements, no monthly mortgage payments, and you retain ownership of your home. For more information about obtaining a reverse mortgage, call today.
Call 800-310-7457. That's 800-310-7457.
And we're out.
You got plans?
You bet.
$50 million Americans struggle with hunger, but we can do something about it.
Excuse me.
What's going on?
Dinner. Please join me in helping put food on their tables. Together, we can feed America.
You guys keep going. I'm going to get the plates.
Plates?
Find your local food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
On our next broadcast, Congressman Mark Amaday joins us. We'll see you then.